Hello, it is Saturday, January 4th, 2025, and here are readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 23, to chapter 6, verse 30, and Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 23. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Salah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts, on your beds, and be silent. Salah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 23, to chapter 6, verse 30. The members of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They were very numerous, from Bashan to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their fathers' houses, Epher, Eshi, Elai, Ezrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadeel, mighty warriors, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. But they broke faith with the God of their fathers and whored after the gods of the peoples of the land whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he took them into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, Harbor, Hara, and the river Gozan to this day. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, the children of Amram, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam, the sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar fathered Phinehas. Phinehas fathered Abishu. Abishu fathered Bukki. Bukki fathered Uzzi. Uzzi fathered Zeruiah. Zeruiah fathered Merioth. Merioth fathered Amariah. Amariah fathered Ahitub. Ahitub fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Johanan. And Johanan fathered Azariah. It was he who served as priest in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah fathered Amariah. Amariah fathered Ahitub. Ahitub fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Shallum. Shallum fathered Hilkiah. Hilkiah fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Sarariah. Sarariah fathered Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went into exile when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari, Mahali, and Moshi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their fathers: of Gershon, Libni the son, Jahath his son, Zemah his son, Joah his son, Iddo his son, Zerah his son, Jatherai his son. The sons of Kohath: Abimadab his son, Korah his son, Asir his son, Elkanah, his son, Abiasaph, his son, Asher, his son, Tahath, his son, Uriel, his son, Uzziah, his son, and Shaul, his son, the sons of Elkanah, Amasai, and Ahimoth. Elkanah, his son, Zophai, his son, Nahath, his son, Eliab, his son, Jeroham, his son, Elkanah, his son, the sons of Samuel, Joel, his firstborn, the second, Abijah, the sons of Merari, Mahali, Libni, his son, Shimei, his son, Uzzah, his son, Shemaiah, his son, Haggiah, his son, and Azariah, his son. Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 23. The next day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop about the sixth hour to pray, and he became hungry and wanted something to eat. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance and saw the heavens opened and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its four corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice came to him again a second time, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened three times, and the thing was taken up at once to heaven. Now, while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what the vision that he had seen might mean, behold, the men who were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood at the gate and called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them." And Peter went down to the men and said, "I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason for your coming?" And they said, "Cornelius, the centurion, an upright and God-fearing man, who is well spoken of by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and to hear what you have to say." So he invited them in to be his guest. The next day he rose and went away with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And the whole human race, oh,